I'm Ignacio Bartolomé. I am from Argentina. I have a wife and a kid. I'm the US and Canada business director for GDM, and I'm second generation in our family on this company that was started by my father in the 80s.
Tell me, what is GDM?
So GDM is a plant genetics company with a big focus on soybean, but also with doing breeding with corn and wheat. And we develop varieties for different regions of the world with a big focus on high yields.
What brings you here? Why the United States?
We started our business in Argentina in the 80s, and after growing market share both in Argentina, Brazil, and other very big soybean regions, we decided that we needed to be in the U.S. if we wanted to be a multinational player, because the U.S. is one of the most important, or the most important country in terms of soybean production. So we wanted to be here, as it was an attractive market for us, and we thought that we could have good genetics to bring to the American farmer to increase their yield opportunities.
How long have you been here?
So we've been doing research in the U.S. since 2006, so 13 years doing research, and commercially we started some operations in 2016. So the research has been going on for a long time, but the commercial side has been going on for a short period of time, and that's mainly because we need time to feel comfortable with the varieties that we want to bring to the market, because it's a very competitive market, and it takes time to develop good genetics.
This is a very competitive market. What stands out for GDM that growers will be interested in?
I think we are an independent seed company that is independent in terms of that the solutions of protection that we want to bring to the farmers. So our goal is to bring the highest yield with any different platform that the farmer wants to take on their farm. So basically, I would say it's a choice, and it's a new breeding program with new genetics that are different from the genetic platforms that are already existing in the U.S.
Have you had to make changes in those genetics going from Argentina to the U.S.?
Definitely. We had to start a new whole breeding program because the maturities are different, the traits that we work with are different, and the environments are different. So when we came here in 2006, we had to start a new breeding program from scratch with our base to develop products that are adapted to this region particularly.
Tell me about your connection with Burris Seeds.
So when I started working here in the U.S., I went to a Purdue Management Academy, and there was one of Burris sales reps there. We started talking about genetics, about seed, about how we could do something together. He introduced me to Todd Burris, and we started developing a relationship that is already lasting 2.5 years, and that made us feel comfortable on launching something together.
And so you'll find some of your genetics in Burris brands?
Correct. And also, I mean, I think more than that is that they are distributing the Don Mario brand with our genetics.
Is there anything you'd like to add to this?
I would like to add that we are launching the Don Mario brand. Basically, it's going to be our face to the farmers. And I think the main points are a trimmed portfolio of genetics with a very good positioning information. And our biggest goal is to work with the genotype and environment and their interactions to provide the best solution for a high yield opportunity to farmers in the U.S.
And can you roughly translate Don Mario Mas?
Yes. So Don Mario is the name of the brand and the company. And Mas, it means more. So the goal here with Don Mario Mas is to have a network of trials with different agronomic insights so that we can understand better our genetics, how they interact with the environment, and bring that information back to the farmer so that they can make better decisions.